These days of the Easter Triduum, the Passion, the Death, and the Resurrection of Christ are so rich in so many ways. And there are, as we know, so many beautiful thoughts, books, images, movies, things that we know that are really enriching. And perhaps, because we're always stimulated by these great things and great tools, we understandably expect now some kind of new and maybe even surprising insight that can help us to have a good experience. And that might be good. But in the end, what really matters is to have the ears of our heart truly, honestly open, so that we can listen to the voice of Christ and have a real encounter with him, have a conversation throughout these 3 days. Anything else is secondary. And so let's keep it simple these days. Each day of the Triduum, we will listen carefully to one question taken from the readings of that day. And we should understand these questions as what they are. Words, questions that come from Jesus himself today for each one of us. Just as the events that we commemorate are truly, mysteriously, but in a real way, going to happen again for us. Jesus asks his disciples, and he asks each one of us today, do you realize what I have done for you? We could add, do you realize that I am the Holy One, that I am God, and that I come and do the unthinkable, that I wash your feet, that I forgive you, that through fragile men whom I consecrate as priests, I become truly present in humble bread and wine? Do you, and he's talking to each one of us personally, do you realize that I love you and that I love you to the end? The Eucharist, the greatest gift of this evening, is not just about occasional devotion. It is about life or death. It is, as we saw in the first reading, the Passover, the new Passover. It is because of the blood that is shed in this sacrifice that we are spared. It is the offering of the death of Christ, as St. Paul said. When we participate at Mass, we proclaim the death of the Lord. There are so many good ways, nice ways of finding inspiration and enjoying our faith. But the Eucharist is more than that. It is about life. For we are weak. We all get tired in this life. There is sometimes confusion. We all find challenges and uncertainties and disappointments and temptations. But of course, we want to be good, right? That's why we're here. We want to be strong. So how can we? In the gospel, Jesus explicitly gave us today a model to follow. God loves us so much that he comes to us and he becomes our servant, which is impressive and beautiful. And however, as beautiful and important as a model is, it would not be enough. Who, with his own strength, would be able to do what Jesus did? The root of many disappointments in our spiritual life is to see in the love of God only a model. In his sacrifice, essentially a demand. And it is that, but it is more than that. Jesus knew that, yes, we need a model, but he also knew that we need the strength to follow that model. And for that, he gives us the Eucharist, because we are weak and we cannot follow his model on our own. But with the power of this sacrifice, we can. The Eucharist is about life, strength for our weakness, hope for our limitation. Now, Jesus will have to pay a very high price for this gift. His passion is just beginning at this very moment. And his love will reach its extreme, and we will see that unfolding slowly and painfully in the next hours of loneliness, betrayal, cruelty, evil, and death. The greatest gift of this life, the most holy Eucharist that we receive again tonight, will cost him his life. It is that important. It is that wonderful. And so, again, do you realize what I have done for you? Hopefully we do. Hopefully we will. Too many of his friends did not realize and did not care for what he was doing and left him. May he find tonight only good friends, only friends that want to stay with him and accompany him in his agony. Not because we're stronger than the first disciples, but because we realize that the Eucharist will strengthen our weakness so that then we can follow the wonderful example of love and service that we receive again this evening. And so, like Mary, let us make an effort to realize what Jesus is doing right now for us. In the washing of the feet, in just a couple of minutes, let us realize the depth of his love and his humility. And then a little later, in the consecration of the Eucharist, especially tonight, let us realize his sacrifice. Only in this way will we be able to truly accompany him well these days. And in that way also, we will be able to truly share in his resurrection.